For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
This week on the show, our pop culture news, we celebrate our 200th episode, fortune cookies, and a special announcement. It's July 2024. And you're listening to Lunchbox Reaction. Welcome back, everyone. My name is Brian.
Nice to meet you, Brian.
I'm Evan.
Nice to meet you, Evan.
I'm Liam.
Nice to meet you, Liam.
And we're here with, it's our 200th episode of Lunchbox Reaction.
Woo-hoo!
You can't see me. I mean, people listening can't see me, but I'm waving my arms in celebration.
Wow, you're so excited.
Should I dab?
Yeah. It's not dabbing. It's more like a superhero pose.
Oh, okay. So, let's get started with our pop culture news. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first. Recently, Marvel has announced its next upcoming movie, Captain America: Brave New World. It's kind of a continuation of Captain America series, but also kind of not, because the original Captain America, Steve Rogers, now went back in time and died, I guess. So there's now Sam Wilson, who is taking his role and trying to save the world from terrorism, I guess. The trailer is not being specific.
Did you watch the trailer?
I did.
Did you like it?
I thought it was interesting.
I liked it.
I don't want to get my hopes up about anything Marvel related now.
Yeah, I thought the trailer looked really good. I'm excited for the movie. You know what I'm not excited for?
What?
I don't know if you saw the trailer for this, for the Agatha show.
Oh yeah,
was
I did.
Agatha All Along. I have no desire to watch that. It didn't do anything for me. What about you?
I didn't know there was a show coming up.
The only part about it that interested me is that it had a character from Heartstopper. That's just like a random person.
Which one?
I forget his name. He's the more scrawny one of the two.
Charlie?
Yeah. I don't know the actor's name.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, I'll go next. My news is sad. I always tend to point out these things, but Bob Newhart has passed away.
Oh, that's why he was in the newspaper.
That's why he was in the newspaper, yeah. I was reading that article this morning. Of course, I'd heard about it the other day. He was 94 years old. Did you recognize him from his picture?
He looked familiar.
He played Buddy the Elf's dad in the movie Elf.
Oh, yeah. I thought he was already dead for some reason.
No. Bob Newhart, very, very famous comedian, known for his deadpan style of humor. He produced an album back in 1960, a comedy album, and he actually won a Grammy for it. And it's one of the most listened to comedy albums ever.
Wow.
Yeah, just amazing. He had two hit TV shows. One was the Bob Newhart Show, and then many years later, he had another show just simply called Newhart. In the first one, he played a psychologist, and he lived, I don't know if it was New York, he lived in a big city in a high-rise kind of thing. And then the second show, Newhart, he lived, it was like in the Eastern Seaboard, like New Hampshire, something like that, and he had a little inn, and people would come and stay there, so he had, you know, got to see new people every week. But and Newhart had one of the best, I don't know if you call it a twist ending, but a surprising ending that to this day is kind of touted as one of the most interesting endings of a TV show ever. So, and of course he was an Elf. I was thinking to myself, it's going to be a little sad watching it this year, knowing that he's passed away.
Yeah.
All right. My news is related to the Minnesota's largest candy store, which I can't remember who told me about it.
It was me.
It was you.
We just talked about this a few weeks ago.
It's now no longer moving.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer moving?
No.
Well, how are they going to deal with the highway?
I think I'm on an article about it. It says something about they're going to maybe build another road leading to it that's easier to get to.
Oh.
It doesn't mention the reason here that they decided not to move.
They decided not to move because the land that they were going to move it on, they realized was not really able to be built on. It was too kind of a marshland.
Oh. Wow. So they're going to make a bypass road.
The people who are in charge of the move seem really disappointed.
Oh.
They said instead they're thinking of expanding the store from where it is now.
Where would they expand it to? They just make it longer and narrower?
Just make it longer, I guess.
Because, yeah, behind it, it was kind of swampy, if I recall.
Maybe add another floor.
Yeah,
interesting. Minnesota's tallest candy store.
So, yeah. Yeah, well, it's certainly the longest. It's long and narrow. All right. Well, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that. Yeah, if you're interested about that, we reviewed that a few episodes ago. We talked about it.
It's a fun place.
Okay, well, that's our pop culture news. Now let's move on to our celebration of 200 episodes. Woohoo!
Ooh.
Yippee!
This is our 200th episode. We thought we'd do a look back, maybe some fun memories that we had, favorite episodes, whatever you guys want to make out of it. I just thought we could fill a little time and celebrate us. Woohoo!
Wow.
I feel like after being in calculus, like 200 isn't that big of a number. Like it seems really small to me, but like thinking about it, like, if we only make one episode a week and there's only, like, 50 weeks in a year, then that really is, like, 4 years.
Yeah. What? Okay. Why does calculus make 200 seem small?
Because I don't know. We're always dealing with, like, super big numbers, like 5,261 or something.
Okay.
261 is a lot more than 200.
Okay. So who would like to jump in and go first?
I'll start.
Okay.
Because my memory is kind of like the very start. Mm-hmm. I think one of my favorite memories is the very first time that me and Dad decided to record an episode of the podcast about The Rocketeer.
Sure, yeah.
I remember making a whole script that's still somewhere in the basement. It was such a old style of our show. I was so young and we didn't really know what we were talking about yet. I remember just Dad sharing with all the other people around, and everyone was like, oh, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's on YouTube somewhere, but it might be private.
Yeah.
I've always mentioned this before, but someday I could move it over to this podcast feed and people could listen to it.
Could repost it on here.
Yeah. Flashback.
A special
flashback, yeah. Yeah, The Rocketeer, that was a fun movie. For a while, I think, I believe one of my pop culture references was that they were going to make a sequel to it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
But that kind of went by the wayside. I haven't heard anything about that. Sometimes I wonder about that, like all these things that we've talked about for pop culture references.
we should go back to every episode and make a tally of if these things actually happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be something we could do in the future. Yeah.
It's kind of funny to listen to a past episode and hear us say, yeah, there's this interesting movie that's about to come out. And then 20 episodes later, we review that movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And the movie either really sucks or it doesn't.
Mm-hmm. I'll go next. To this day, I think one of my favorite episodes is the episode we did about the house that was for sale.
Yes.
And I was going to talk about that one.
Oh, okay. And they had the 3D tour. Well, talk about it then.
Okay. During I think late 2020 or early 2021, I forgot which exactly, there was a 3D tour of a house that was for sale that originally must have been a church or something. And the tour just brought you around this house and you got to explore everything in it. And eventually, after a person found it, they shared it online saying, "Find the bathtub." And you clicked on the link, you would be like, oh, it's just a regular house. And it was for a while, you walked in. Then when you went downstairs, everything just started to become a maze. It was crowded with boxes upon boxes of strange things. It's so hard to describe.
It was like a house in the front, but in the back it was almost a warehouse. And the only way to get to the warehouse would, you had to go down in the front of the house through the basement and out, you know, through another set of doors. And then you were in the maze area. But there I remember people were trying to speed run it, right?
Yeah.
How fast could you get through the house to the bathtub once you learned it? I enjoyed that episode mostly because it felt so fun and timely. And it was just...
It was the first episode that we didn't really think of, like, this is a big pop culture thing.
Yeah.
Like it's a movie or a show or something.
Right.
We just decided, hey, we could review this on our podcast.
Yeah, it was just something that was happening in real time. And we talked about it. I think that's why it stands out to me.
I think one of my favorite memories, it's more of like a general thing, but how when we first started the podcast and we had to build that tent every time.
Ah.
The tent.
Like my first memories of this podcast are like, well, it's time to go downstairs and build the tent.
Yeah, I was under the assumption that I needed to sort of make a sound booth. And I bought this PVC tubing and I draped blankets over it and trying to...
It was cozy,
yeah.
We all got to talk to each other.
That was back when I only had one microphone, and trying to get us all to talk into it was really hard. And I've learned a lot since then. So I think our show sounds much better now than it did. Of course, you know, you learn a lot. Sometimes I think I'd go back to some of those old episodes and I could maybe remaster it, knowing what I know now, and it might sound a little better, but I don't know. Yeah, those were some fun memories, though. Sitting.
I feel like the sound quality is like, people don't care about the sound quality because it's cute kid voices.
Oh, okay.
I think eventually we should remaster Nausicaa in the Valley of the Wind, just as like a first episode special.
Mm-hmm.
Or we all re-review it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we still have more Studio Ghibli movies that we could do. We haven't talked about them all yet, so.
We still want to do Avatar Month.
Avatar Month.
Oh, yeah. It's been 4 years and we still haven't reviewed Avatar.
Yeah, I always had this idea that we would do Avatar Month, where we'd talk about Avatar The Last Airbender. You added The Legend of Korra, right?
Yeah.
Avatar. And then
we talk about the Avatar movie with Avatar, the aliens.
The Avatar movie with aliens. The real bad Avatar movie.
And eventually the second Alien Avatar movie
Avatar movie, yep. And then now we have the good Avatar series.
Oh, yeah.
So we've already reviewed it.
Which we reviewed that one, yeah. We should have done it then. Oh, well.
Well, less to do in Avatar Month.
Yep. We can recycle it.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Most of our episodes, well, I think probably 99% of them, 98% of them, 200, yeah, have been recorded right here in our
playroom
basement. But we did record one episode up on the North Shore of Minnesota. Do you remember that?
I do.
We did.
We were camping.
And I know we've recorded it two places that weren't here, at a little resort that we go to every year. Forgot what we did. I think we did
My Hero Academia.
Yeah, My Hero Academia up there.
Oh, I'd forgotten that.
And then we did one on camping while we were camping.
Was it camping or was it about school?
Oh, it might have been about school.
I feel like it was about school.
Or was it about summer camp?
Yeah. I'll have to go back and listen. But yeah, I was just thinking about how normally we have a controlled space, and then in those we're just out in nature.
I like how we've all progressively like gained different interests while listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you listen to the start, we all have like different ideas and different things that we want to talk about every week, and that slowly changed, or some things have been kept the same.
What's an example?
Well, I've watched a lot of cartoons during the whole time that the show ran. Adventure Time, all of the Avatar shows.
Yeah, that is weird to think about how at the beginning of the show, like some of my favorite shows now I hadn't even watched yet.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Like just because we wanted to review stuff, we discovered our own interests and stuff.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, and there's so many things that we would review and then think we'll get back to it, but we haven't. You know, like I think we reviewed maybe one or two seasons of Steven Universe, but there's still a lot left.
Yeah, I think we only did the first one.
We only did the first one. I know one of my favorite shows was Kipo and the Age of Wonder Beasts, and I think we've only talked about the first two seasons of that.
Really?
We haven't hit
never
the third.
Did the third.
We never did the third season yet, so that's always something we could.
I remember when you read through the first two Amulet books, I was so excited that we were going to review the next two eventually. I was like, make sure to stay tuned, guys. We're gonna talk about it. And we never did.
We never have. Yeah, so there's more things we can talk about. I believe the final book has come out now.
I think. I read the first part of it at a friend's house.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, so many things we could get back to.
I had something and I forgot it.
Oh, no.
Audible gasp.
Oh, I think it's kind of funny to remember how at the beginning of our podcast, it was always hard for me to find pop culture stuff. So there was this website I would go to that had like what national day it was every day that we recorded.
Oh,
and
sure.
I would just use that for my pop culture for like, I don't know, like 15 weeks in a row until you guys were like, stop it, find an actual thing.
Oh, really? Was I like that? I didn't remember
that. I don't know. You
guys I was probably like
you
that.
You were both getting annoyed, though, like, come on, find something real.
One of my favorite ideas that we've had for an episode is during the Super Bowl when we reviewed the commercials in real time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was so, like, intense. We just kept immediately running back and forth.
That was crazy. It was crazy fun. It was crazy.
It was hectic.
Yeah, we had just enough time while the football game was going to record our commercial commentary and then run back out to see more commercials.
I bet no one else in the country was doing that.
Yeah, that was silly. That was silly. It was fun, though, yeah. And, of course, I would be remiss in saying probably one of my favorite episodes was just our discussion with the author of Cody, Jared Cullum. I thought that was a lot of fun. Makes me think we should get more interviews, got to line up more interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really liked the episode with you and your friends, Evan.
Oh.
Because, I mean, believe it or not, that's kind of more what I thought our show would be way back when we started. Like, I kept asking you to get your friends, have them come over. Well, because I wanted it to be more, you know, youth or your age oriented, you know, because our slogan or our, you know, the idea of our show is sitting around the lunch table talking with your friends. And mostly it's just you two talking with me, which I mean is fun, but I like the idea of having other perspectives and other, you know, young voices.
Yeah, no, it's a lot easier because in that group, like we were all like, we need just reasons to hang out together now that we're going into high school.
Mm.
So I was just like, we could record an episode of my podcast sometime.
Yeah.
I also really like just the idea of fortune cookies at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that came from, what episode that started, but I just think it's really funny that at the end of every episode, we read a fortune cookie. Even though, like, it's nothing related to what else we're doing.
Yeah, our first, I don't know how many episodes, it was just we would talk about the one subject that we were talking about. And then after a while, we added pop culture news and the fortune cookies. I don't know, did we do them all at the same time?
No, more progressively.
Yeah.
We also added other little segments throughout time that we also forgot about.
Like what?
Well, I know there was like, how's your week going, personally?
We had that for like a few months.
Oh, okay.
I know there's some other stuff too that we...
We had Evan's Touch of Horror for a while.
Oh, Touch of Horror, yeah.
I could still do that.
Touch of Horror.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's 200 episodes. It's a lot of time. You know, if each episode is roughly half an hour, it's, you know, 50 hours of us droning on about stuff.
Wow. The first few episodes are a lot shorter than they are these days.
Right.
Like, it's hard to imagine how we would record and it would only be like 10 minutes long.
Because we wanted to get out of the tent. I liked all the times that we sat down with the mic and played little games that we were reviewing.
Yeah, because we used to actually play the games.
Oh, sure, games. Sure. Playing the game live.
Like Super Fight, I remember.
Recording ourselves playing it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like that this show is, it's like made us watch shows that we probably wouldn't normally watch. Like maybe that Pokemon Concierge show that we just randomly saw a trailer for on Netflix and we were like, well, we can record it on the podcast.
Sure, yeah.
It was actually kind of a cute, nice little show.
Mm-hmm.
Having that like kind of need to do something every week for our podcast also made us like as a family connect together once a week and do something with
Except
each other.
Mom.
Well, Mom still watched the stuff at least.
Yeah, yeah, she always watched it with us. Yeah, I was thinking your thing about the Pokemon Concierge and just discovering it. It made me think. Just last week, Evan, we saw.
Oh yeah,
we were watching something when we saw a trailer for a.
It was at the end of Reading Rainbows. They showed us a trailer for a weird.
Yeah, a weird Studio Ghibli like movie.
On Netflix.
Looked like a direct ripoff of it, but yeah, that's something we could look at. I don't even remember what it was called now.
Something about imagination something.
Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Another thing is that we have that little nerd box that's just stuffed full of fortunes from all of the fortune cookies we've had over
the
years.
We have multiple nerd box, I think.
Yeah, we've got a purple one and a pink one.
And then
we just
have a bunch of other
pile.
Fortunes.
Yeah, these were each box of nerds was 1 year's worth of fortunes, but then I would always expect you guys to get nerds at Halloween, and then 1 year you didn't, so I've never... So now they're just laying sprawled all over my desk.
You get more nerds and then just like have a giveaway where we sign all of the nerds boxes.
The two that we have full look pretty cool. The pile is kind of messy.
Maybe that's what the picture of this week's episode will be.
Oh.
The nerd boxes filled with fortunes.
Oh yeah, there's also the scripts that we did every week. In our earlier episodes of the podcast, instead of just reviewing something every week, the host of that week would write a whole script dedicated to their thing and what's it about and what are the questions you want to ask. Eventually, we got so good at it that we didn't even need a script.
I was going to say, was that helpful? Like, should we go back to doing that?
At the beginning, it was helpful.
Yeah.
And then since we did it so much, like, we just stopped needing it. Could just talk about things off our head.
We just kept having the same questions, so we didn't really need those anymore. Such a fun time.
I remember that at the beginning when we'd make those scripts, we'd have to, it takes so long for us to read them and get 100% correct.
Mostly me.
Yeah. Or sometimes I'd read it and then I'd mess up and start laughing and I couldn't stop laughing for like 3 minutes. All right, does that wrap it up?
I think so.
I think it's good for me. Should we do some fortune cookies?
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Mine is interesting. Kind of feels like an advertisement or for something. An unexpected vacation opportunity is in your near future.
Maybe band camp?
I guess. I get to go to the University of Minnesota, Morris. It's exciting.
Mine is a bit strange. Listen these next few days to your friends to get answers you seek.
What answers do you seek?
I'm not sure. I don't know what it means by listen these next few days. Oh, listen to my friends these next few days. I see. All right.
My fortune this week is land is always on the mind of a flying bird.
That's true.
Well, and now it's time for our special announcement.
Ooh. Our podcast began as an idea in the summer of 2020. At the height of the pandemic, we had over 30 ideas for the show title, things like Underdog Review and the Popcorn Collective, but settled on Lunchbox Reaction by the time our first episode dropped on September 28th, 2020.
Internet statistics tell us that 44% of podcasts available have fewer than 3 episodes, with the average podcast producing 50 episodes. At 200, we like to think we're above average.
We started with one microphone, eventually switched to 2 in 2021, and finally to 3 in 2022.
We've never been a smash hit, but we are proud to say that we average about 100 downloads a week. We had one strange anomaly that occurred in late February of 2022. Over a 1 week period, we had roughly 6,500 downloads. We thought that we had somehow gone viral, but discovered that nearly all the downloads came from two small towns about 70 miles apart on the East Coast. We could never figure out what that was all about.
When the show started, we had lots of time to make a weekly podcast. It was the pandemic, after all, and we were all home consuming media. Now, though, with the ever-increasing demands of school and activities, time to watch and review series or discover and play new games has become limited. For the three of us to align our schedules and watch a 10-episode TV series, it might take about 5 weeks, and that 5 weeks would only produce one episode of the show.
Also, producing each episode takes time. For every 30 minutes of the show that you hear, I probably spend anywhere from 2 to 2.5 hours editing, so it's a bit time-consuming.
With all that said, this 200th episode marks the last episode of what we're calling Season 1 of Lunchbox Reaction.
Don't worry, we're going to keep making our show, but we will be switching from a weekly format to a monthly format for what we'll call Season 2. This will allow us to step back from the hectic weekly pace of finding things to talk about and give us a chance to breathe. It will also give us a chance to change up the show a bit. Perhaps we'll have some new intro music, introduce some new segments, and line up some special guests. It's all open right now, and we're looking forward to it.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to us for the past 4 years, and we hope to see you in a month for the beginning of our next chapter. And as always, I'm Brian.
I'm Evan.
I'm Liam.
And we'll see you all
next month
at the lunch table.
So long.
So long.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.